Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. I'm joined by my co-hosts, who might have a funny nickname for me, but...
I'm out.
I guess not. Dang. But I'm joined by Abe Jolls and Finian Sococcio, back for another episode.
Howdy.
Maybe the last one of the semester.
I think it is.
Unfortunate.
Unless we're not driving back next Saturday, but, you know, we could do one. No Finian.
Dang, no.
No, I think we'd be gone.
If we're not driving.
Regardless.
We'll get to this off air.
We have a theme tonight, right, Jared?
We do have a theme tonight. We've been thinking about doing this for a long time, I think. The music on the show is consistently, in my opinion, pretty good. You know, we take pride in trying to pick
best
some quality songs.
On 91.5.
And you guys can call and let us know whether you think that's accurate or not. But, you know, we want something coherent. So tonight, we'll be playing a list of songs from video games that we played throughout our lives. It could be any type of video game. It could be, you know, a sports game could just have it in it, you know, randomly in the background. But they're all from video games.
And we came up with this theme about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. So, you know, we thought of this.
We really thought heavy into it. I mean, we put...
First thing off the dome.
Yeah, it was the first ones that came to mind.
We put hour of work into this. Like, just...
Hour singular.
Yeah.
No plural. Hour.
But Jared, that means we're going to have some bangers tonight, so...
What's on the menu?
First song, of course, was Instant Crush by Daft Punk. And we're going to start it off with, let's see. I think this is a 2K. I don't remember what year Finian picked this one.
2K17.
Jamie Double X, XX, whatever his name is. I know there's going to be good times. I think this is a good one to start off the show.
Good times, there's going to be good times, good times.
I know there's going to be
work every day till we meet ends. I fit turn it up on the weekends. Boss, I toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, yeah.
I know there's going to be
good times. Running up out of money.
Diamond.
Good times, it's gonna be some good times. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a big walk up trip and she get that much time. I don't waste time, I don't waste time. I don't have patience,
baby.
She gonna get on top of the dick and she gonna squish it like squish. Didn't go fast, she speed racer. We go wild, walk to bedtime. She my boss like a grandson. Come here, baby, I'm a same pills. My diamonds could never stand still. Where you going? Can't come here. I'll always thank you back for
good
your sex appeal.
Come on, good time, but a bad one. You say you want give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, no something like crime. I make you see me fly.
Thugger. Even in the summertime, me and shout a cutter.
Woo!
I swear to God, I'ma tell me dog got the struggle.
Hey.
Baby girl, sit it down, you not know like a usher.
Hey.
Yeah. I told her mama I don't mind what my teeth do. I wanna control you like voodoo. I'm starting streaming free on phone and do loo. Every time I have a good time, do do too.
Good time, hey.
Come on, but good time, what's a bad one? You say you want give me something long time.
Me deal with this thing, what's
something like crime? I make you see me.
Oh,
It was good, you know, we enjoyed it, but we never used to like rave to it.
Talking about the young. what you see. You're my delight, lady. I just feel like I won't get you out of my mind. I feel love for the first time, and I know that it's true. I can tell by the look in your eyes. Cause my feeling is just so right.
WMFO Medford.
All right, we are back. If you're just joining us, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Instant Crush. And to recap our theme, those were two songs from what games, Jared?
So we had I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times, that was 2K17. And then we had Young Folks, which I think is a double dipper. It's from MLB 2K12 and FIFA
17.
So that MLB 2K beat them to the punch by quite a bit, but it's a good song. And then we had Lady Hear Me Tonight, which is from GTA 5.
So three songs.
And GTA 5, maybe, you know, greatest idea to have its own radio stations in the game.
Yeah, just a whole universe of radio.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of songs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, love it. Blue Arc, Blonded 91.1.
JB Smoove had a radio station. Dude, it was
incredible.
Always funny.
Incredible.
We were talking, actually, the two celebrities you would most want to have a radio station of their own in GTA 6. And I think the answer, I have one answer. I think it's the correct
answer.
That's
a good question.
I think it has to be Drake. And I'm not joking. Like, the Drake character on the radio in GTA, you know, you turn on the radio and he says some just outrageous things, and then like
the caricature,
and then leads into a song. Like, I think that's like you couldn't beat that. And he would do it. They could update it live.
And he has so many songs that you could play.
It would be great. Like, he doesn't have to play only his own music.
That's a good answer. Yeah,
just whole OVO.
I don't know who else.
Abe, anything?
That's a tough one. I'm still thinking too.
I mean, I'm thinking of like comedians for some reason.
Yeah, I just like Frank. Jack told me Frank Ocean and Rosalía, the two artists to have their own radio stations in GTA 5.
Well, also Dr. Dre now, because they actually
added him and Anderson .Paak like are physical characters in the game.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow.
You do crimes for them. Like,
it's like a whole heist thing.
Oh my
it's
god,
wild,
dude! I'm excited for this.
You know, I like that. Maybe like Jack Black.
Oh yeah,
Jack,
yeah.
Okay.
You play like classic
He's
rock.
Just a Drake clone, but Jack Harlow would be the same comedic effect in terms
no,
of like
I don't
the,
want Jack
the stuff
Harlow
he would say.
Give
me
Jack
Black.
Would be pretty funny.
I'll take Jack Black. That's
He'd
a great
like,
shout.
It would be like the Love 104.3.
Yeah. L-U-V. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's incredible. Call up Rockstar right now. You got a year and a half to get this thing in the game.
And also, I mean, The Weeknd has already done that whole radio concept.
Yeah,
you could
yeah.
give him creative control of a
oh
station.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be pretty
I mean,
cool.
I mean, maybe not creative control because we saw it happen last
year. Yeah,
week.
Yeah.
Something.
The Idol.
Canceled after two episodes.
Oh, gosh.
Horrendous.
Try to forget about that.
But yeah. While we were off air, I pitched a question to the guys. Something that has been on my mind recently. I know, Jared, you have some thoughts about this. It is, was Harry Potter a system Quidditch player?
Well, that was the original question, but then we talked more. We thought that the better question was, was it an overrated Quidditch player?
Yeah,
I think
he overrated?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Is that I don't think what is a system Quidditch player? I don't know. I think there's some criticism. You know, he's off the field a lot. One year he gets it canceled for the whole school.
I have statistics right now.
Right?
You want me to list
He's
them
missed
off.
A lot of games over the years. A lot of injuries.
So what's your answer to the question?
My answer is that he like, I don't know. He wasn't always available.
But a lot of that's out of his control. I mean, during a game, he was accosted by Dementors, right? I mean, like...
Dude, he flew at them.
Yeah. Seriously, bro. You shouldn't have gone up that high.
The snitch was up there. At one point, was up there.
He swallows it at one point. He, like, breaks an arm.
That won them the game, though, when he swallowed it.
Yeah, but think about how many years they just...
That was his first game ever.
Yeah.
You're telling me if he's at the school in the fifth one... That they would not have canceled that if he wasn't there.
Like, right,
he's the reason it got canceled.
Let me
whole season.
Let me list this off. All right, Harry Potter in school for out of the 7 years of Hogwarts, he was in school for six. Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Total of 9 games played, a record of 6-2 with one game. No.
7-2. Is this 7-2?
No, he's 6-2. One of the games he broke his arm.
But
they
won
they
that game.
It. Or no, the Dementors won when he got.
Yeah,
they
do
the game.
Cancel. They he doesn't cancel. Have.
I'm pretty sure he's 7-2 though.
No, he's 6-2.
Like, okay.
Whatever. I did my research.
But how did he only play 9 games? How long is the season?
Well, so he
load managed his whole career.
No, he was banned by Dolores Umbridge in his 6th year.
Okay,
from
no,
playing.
That no one played. It got canceled for the whole school that year, I think.
Yeah. It
or
did.
1 year it gets canceled for whole school. Maybe 1 year he gets banned specifically.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, the 5th one, I think he gets banned specifically because she hates him. But another year they just cancel the whole thing, I think.
I mean,
I
and
forget.
We also see after the first year he really never played a game in normal weather. It was all inclement weather. So is he just a normal weather?
He takes advantage of
the. Is he a normal weather merchant? Is Harry Potter a normal weather merchant? Can he not play in inclement
weather? What are the recorded losses? Like, what are the two?
I didn't go that deep. Yeah. I just found the record.
I found a stat that was interesting. Gryffindor had a 78% win percentage with him and a 50% win percentage without him. I think that's telling.
All right, also, he had the unfair broom advantage. Can we talk about the Nimbus 3001?
Dude, okay, wait. Draco had
just as good brooms.
Yeah, the year
hold
after.
On.
Whatever.
This is a question I was asking myself because I was watching Harry Potter on the TV last week, and there's this whole thing because his whatever firebolt or maybe it's a Nimbus like gets broken, it gets destroyed, and he's
right.
like distraught
by
about
the Whomping Willow.
And in the yes, exactly. And I think in the book, someone like McGonagall buys him a new one or whatever. And in the movie, he just shows up. Isn't he rich as hell? Like, doesn't he have a ton of money in his bank account?
I'll
why can't he
you.
Just buy himself a new
I'll
broom?
So the Nimbus 3000 or 2000, the Nimbus 2001 was purchased for him by McGonagall before like.
But then the
playing.
Firebolt just shows
and then the
up.
The Firebolt shows up from Sirius Black.
Okay, again, it shouldn't be a big deal when he breaks a stick because he has like a vault full of gold to go buy a new one. They never mention the fact that he's way richer than everyone else around him, which also doesn't make sense because weren't his parents like 25-year-old bureaucrats?
I mean,
and
I guess it was just older life savings.
Yeah, I guess they had,
it's a lot for a 12-year-old.
Maybe they had old
doesn't
money.
Doesn't even sniff James Potter. Doesn't
old money,
Victor
I guess.
Crumb, justice for Cormac and Clagan.
Stop,
dude, all right. Greatest goalkeeper in Gryffindor history. All right?
All right.
Taken advantage of by the Confundus charm.
By Hermione, yeah.
By Hermione.
They did
it's
do
collusion.
Him wrong. They did do him
they
wrong.
They did him so wrong. You see the cat-like reflexes snatch that fly out of midair.
Imagine, like, the expose came out. Like, he was denied his rightful spot on the team.
Rita Skeeter wrote the expose, dude. The inner workings of the Gryffindor Quidditch team.
All right, let's get back to the music.
Oh, my God. That was funny. Okay, up next, back to the video game music. We could pick a song from the Harry Potter game, but no, it's SBTRKT?
Subtract.
Subtract?
Yeah.
That's
Wildfire. Yeah. This is the OVO remix featuring Drake, which I think is from 2K something.
17.
Are we really? Okay, it's 2K17 again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, now I'm ready. Yeah, let's go. Your girlfriend at my next show, OVOXO, nigga. Yeah. What's up? Real nigga doing real stuff. Get a lot of money, you can never get enough. And you know the new shit sounds so tough. So-and-so just walked in, so what? I don't really vibe with a lot of these niggas. I ain't really into giving more than one chance, girl. I already tried with a lot of these niggas. Fuck that. That team don't know real, what's that? That can't be from here. That can't be what they believe in is the best shit of the year. That's that fake shit, that's that fake shit. That's that top row of veneers. Just when they get in impatience, when I make it world premiere. Damn, word, award show's coming. Make sure you spell the shit right. Make sure to give me all the credit I deserve. Make sure the good stuff's still in that Sprite. They watch us make this shit into a song. You ain't living that, boy. Stop stealing that life. Anything can happen when I do see ya. I guess it all depends how I'm feeling that night. Okay, live my life in hotels. Bitch, better have my room right. If they kill me, bury me a legend. Bitch, better have my tomb right. This is perfect for the women that I've loved before. I love them all. I just love me more.
I could bet all of the riches that I ever had. Rush in the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sing the line? Cause the thrills that are
innocence. Who's brave? Drowning in. Would you save me? This crime. If you don't, you'll spy by the throat. I could bet all of the riches that I ever had. Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad?
Yeah. been so cold that I don't feel it all. Scarred up inside, so I built all these walls. My head rolling back, but I'm faking the rush.
Come on, homie, we made you. come on. Feeling better than some head on a Sunday afternoon. Better than a chick that say yes too soon. Until you have a daughter, that's what I call karma. And you pray to God she don't grow breasts too soon. Projects toe up, gang signs stone up. Niggas hats broke off, that's how we grow up. Why else you think shorties write rhymes just to blow up? Get they first car and then IRS show up. He ain't never had shit, but he had that nine. Nigga come through flicking and he had that shine. Put two and two together in a little bad weather. Gonna be your whole family on that funeral line. That's the Reverend was the strip club's cool. If my tips help send a pretty girl through school, that's all I want. Like winos want they good whiskey. I ain't in the clan, but I brought my hood with me.
You motherfuckers better do your job and roll up and watch how we roll up. And I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I take a sip of that yak, I wanna fuck. I take a hit of that chronic, it got me stuck. But really what's amazing is how I keep blazing. Towel under the door, I'm smoking till the days. And puff, puff, and pass, don't fuck up rotation. Hypnotic for Henny, that nigga, that's a chaser. Turn nothing to something, that pippin', that's a savior. Best things like ring, that pippin', get your paper. High off the ground instead of skyscraper. Cool out, thinking we local, come on homie, we major.
We major, come on homie, we major.
We major,
come on homie, we major.
We major.
Come on, homie, we major,
we major.
Come on, homie, we major. I heard the beat and I ain't know what to write. First line, should it be about the holes of the ice? Four foes of black Christ, both flows would be nice. Rap about big paper on the black man plight. At the studio console, ask my man to the right what this verse sound like, should I freestyle or write? He said Nas with the fans when it's ill, Matic still. Looked at the pad and pencil and jotted what I feel. Been like 12 years since a nigga first signed. Now I'm a free agent and I'm thinking it's time to build my very own Motown. Cause rappers be deprived of executive 9-to-5s. And it hurts to see these companies be stealing the life. And I love to give my blood, sweat and tears to the mic. So y'all cop the LPs and y'all fiends got dealt. I'm Jesse Jackson on the balcony, the king got killed. I survived a lot of niggas around. Lasted longer than more than half of you clowns. Look, I used to cook before I had the game took. Either way, my change came like Sam Cooke. Yeah.
Feeling better than I ever felt before today. A better link than ever eat. Orientation. Still, we can make it better, throwing all your cares away.
Come on, you better do your job and roll up. How we roll up and I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I take a sip of that yak, I wanna fuck. I take a hit of that chronic, it got me stuck. But really what's amazing is how I keep blazing. Towel under the door, I'm smoking till the days. And puff, puff, and pass, don't fuck up rotation. Hypnotic for Henny, that nigga, that's a chaser. Turn nothing to something, that pippin', that's a savior. Best things like ring, that pippin', get your paper. High off the ground instead of skyscraper. Cool out, thinking we local, come on homie, we major.
We major?
Come on homie, we major.
We major?
Come on homie, we major.
We major.
Come on homie, we major.
We major. Feeling better than I ever felt before today. A better life than ever eat. Orientation. Still we can make it better, throwing all your cares away.
Can I talk my shit again? Can I talk my shit again? I can't believe I'm back up in this motherfucker. I'ma be late though. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna wear. Yeah. The Rock is definitely in the building. Music's definitely in the building. I gotta say what's up to Tony Williams on the vocals. He sings crap music, don't you?
registration, yeah. Cause we taking these motherfuckers back to school. If you know this part right here, feel free to sing along.
Throwing all your
And now, a special presentation. One of my favorite songs from a video game.
Saw in a board and I'll cut it. I'll climb up a ladder with a hammer and a nail and I'll nail it. Well, we worked so hard to build a little house together. In the snow or the rain or the ice cold wind, whenever, no matter what the weather, we're together.
So that was the house building song from Red Dead Redemption 2 in the epilogue when John builds his ranch and you the...
What's it called again?
Ranch? I don't remember.
I figured this out when we weren't
Google
on air.
Search
I don't remember, but you build the house and as you're building the house, you get that wonderful song that narrates the action of building a house and now we got a shovel and something, something.
Beecher's Hope.
We were just talking about how we think, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2... up there in the upper echelons of media things ever created.
No
greatest,
question.
One of, if not the greatest games ever created. Still holds up. Jared was just talking. He's replaying it now. Holds up to this day.
It does. And I can't wait to get to that epilogue, and I'm so far away. I'm still
on Horseshoe Overlook
right now. Over the last three weeks, I've probably played 20 hours of this game, I would like to say. And I'm still on the first chapter.
Yep.
Wow.
Are you in Coulter? Or?
No, I'm still Horseshoe Overlook.
Hey.
And what were the other games?
Other games
from the the other songs we played.
Oh yes, good question. We played. It's been a while, I think. So Wildfire, we already did that. That was
2K17.
Toon Yard's Water Fountain. I like that one a lot.
Great song.
No water in the water fountain. What year is that? FIFA
15.
15, 16. FIFA 16, yeah.
FIFA 16, and then...
It's Strange it's by Strange. Louis the Child.
Yeah, that's FIFA 15.
Yeah.
And then Wii Major, that's NBA 2K13, I want to say.
Or was it 12?
It was the one that Jay-Z made the soundtrack for that game, right?
Yeah. All of the 12, 13, 14, they're all great. So that's another 2K song. And then we had Kill vs. Mame, another great 2K song.
Oh, yeah.
Kill v. Mame. Grimes,
yeah.
Finian's favorite electropop artist.
My dad's favorite electropop artist.
Canadian electropop artist, yeah.
And famous Elon Musk ex-girlfriend.
I think they're still maybe together. I mean, they have 2 kids now.
Dude, that guy has like 20 together. Kids.
Really?
I guarantee it. They're not.
Well, that's sad.
Well, yeah, continuing with the video game music, we're going to go back to 2K12 for Passion Pit. Let's take a walk.
Investments, now the counts are overdrawn. I took a walk.